high of 50. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center. The news this hour is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans' plan to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas goes down in defeat last night. The move failed, even though House Speaker Mike Johnson thought that he had the votes. Donald Trump has until Monday to appeal to the Supreme Court following an appeals court panel's decision that Trump does not have blanket immunity for his actions while in office. ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams has more on the ruling.
It was a rebuke of every single argument that Donald Trump's legal team had made and every argument that Donald Trump has been making publicly. It was unequivocal in saying that there is no way that the president can have complete immunity based on any action that he took as president. And their position was, well, unless he's been impeached and convicted. And the court saying, in effect, that doesn't make any sense.
A Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders in Tel Aviv after Hamas responds to plans for another ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News. The warning for Americans traveling to Colombia.
Stay off the dating apps. The U.S. Embassy in Colombia says that criminals have been luring victims through Tinder and Grindr, slipping knockout drugs into their food or drinks and robbing them. The crimes are often not reported because the victims are embarrassed. And now the Tinder scam might have turned violent. Police in Medellin, Colombia say three American men have died suspicious deaths in the past few weeks.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Landline phones may be going the way of rotary phones in parts of California. AT&T asking the state for permission to take out old copper wiring and upgrade to new technology that could eliminate landline service in some spots. But critics say it is still needed in places with poor cell service. And a new streaming option is coming for sports fans who have cut their cable cord. Disney, parent of ABC News and ESPN, teaming up with Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery to create a new sports streaming service. No word on what it'll be called or how much it'll cost, but it's expected to launch later this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I am certainly glad that the road crews plow our roads and spread salt and sand when it's icy, but the salt and sand are very hard on my truck's finish, and it looks horrible. So like everyone else, when it gets a little warmer, I go to the car wash to get the salt off my truck. But there's one area that I often forget to wash because I don't see it. That's the undercarriage or underside of my truck. The salt and dirt and grime can build up on the underside of my truck and cause enormous corrosion to the vital operations of my truck's transmission, drivetrain, and exhaust. In the same way, sin has its way of causing dirt and grime to build up on the undercarriage of our souls. Sometimes it piles up in the places we don't see very often, our hearts and attitudes and the way we treat others. The Bible tells us that the forgiveness Jesus bought for us on the cross has caused our sin to be washed away, and it makes us whiter than snow. One line of an old hymn says, "Let him have his way with thee." We need to make sure we let Jesus wash the sin away from our whole being, even the hidden rooms in our hearts. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The This is the last chance for the winter sales event at Court & Main. This great deal ends Friday, February 9th. Get some of the best prices on some beautiful furniture, including sofas, love seats, recliners, lift chairs, and more. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Only at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturdays.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Still a couple more days of unseasonable warmth across the region with the south wind flow out ahead of a storm coming up across the Rockies, tracking up toward Minnesota by tomorrow. And with that, temperatures could be running about 25 degrees above normal. We do expect some scattered rain showers to move in by tomorrow morning, continue off and on into tomorrow night. Might even be a couple of claps of thunder out there Thursday evening as a cold front approaches. And rainfall totals, nothing too impressive, but maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch in a couple of cases. Otherwise, cooler conditions filtering in starting Friday and getting a bit stronger heading into the weekend. The chilly air will likely stick around for most of next week. It's possible next week there'll be a couple of small weather systems diving in from the northwest, which could bring us at least a little bit of snow, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for today, there is a dense fog advisory over in Iowa County through 10 a.m., scattered fog early. Otherwise, look for mostly cloudy skies, high near 50, southeast wind between 8 and 14. Variably cloudy and breezy tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers likely with a high near 53, southeast to south wind at 12 to 22. Thursday night, breezy with scattered rain showers in the evening. Maybe some claps of thunder, low at 37. Heading into Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler, high about 43 with gusty west winds. Heading into Saturday, peaks of sunshine, cooler yet, low 26 with a high of 36. Sunday, partly sunny, low 21, high 34. Monday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light snow showers, low near 22 with highs in the mid-30s. Tuesday, flurries possible in the morning, then breaks of sun, high near 33. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 33 degrees and hazy conditions. Yesterday's high was 52. Record high 51 in 1987.
We could get close to that, or it could be in jeopardy today. 22 below zero in 1967. Luckily, we're not close to that one. Last year's high, 44, and the low, 27. Sunset will happen at 5:21 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 9 minutes after 7 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.13 is up slightly. No precipitation today. It's gotten a bit more hazy this morning. After an earlier reading of 35 and a low of 32, it is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of lots of basketball last night. A look ahead at the Super Regional wrestling action going on Saturday in Richland Center. And details a little later on a Bucks loss as their stumbles continue. In the previous week, they've lost now of the five games on the road. On the West, they've won only one. Details coming up in sports.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center won a boys' non-conference basketball game on Tuesday night at Wazika, 55-45. The visitors led 25-22 at halftime, and with a second-half surge, jumped out to a 45-30 lead. Wazika Steuben then staged a comeback that got them within 5, 50-45, with just over a minute left. A strong finish by Richland Center put one in the win column. Sophomore Liam Fingerson led all scorers with 22 for Richland Center, and Harrison Weiss added 12. Jaden Shep scored 10, including the team's only 2 3-pointers. Wes Bosworth and Tyler Woodman each had 4 points. Trayton Shep scored 3 for the visiting Hornets as they improved to 4-17 on the season. The team went 9-17 from the line. Wazika Steuben was led by Cooper Lummis with 20 points. Lucius Cooley added 15. Cohen Redmond scored 5. Theodore Millen put in 3. And Brett Wagner, 2. The host team went 7-13 from the line. There was no JV game played last night. Following the 55-45 win, Richland Center will now prepare for the final 3 games of the regular season. They will be back into conference play with a game at River Valley on Thursday. Wazika Steuben is now 6-11. They will play Kickapoo on Thursday night at home, and then we'll make up a game Monday night, also against Kickapoo. Last night, Weston lost a heartbreaker to Pecatonica. Great game throughout, and the final score, 44-42. A tip-in at the buzzer lifted Pecatonica past the Silver Eagles. Isaac Jennings had 21, Trevor Westfall, 11, Garrett Jennings, 6, Garrett Granger, 2, and Colton Newman, 2 for Weston in last night's game. Other boys' scores, Cashton over Hillsboro, 63-60. Noah Hemmersbach had 33 for Cashton, Ben Koopman with 24 for Hillsboro. Argyle was a winner over Southwestern, 53-50. Bangor beat New Lisbon, 73-41. Cassville, 74, and Seneca, 53. Lancaster, 74. Benton, 61. Mauston over Adams Friendship, 58-33. Mount Horeb, 71. Sauk Prairie, 56. Nisida, 44. Brookwood, 39. Onalaska beat Sparta, 88-56. It was Prairie du Chien, 61, and Cuba City, 47. Reedsburg, 59-48 over Edgewood, and Royal beat Wonewoc Center 88-27 in boys basketball. On the girls' circuit last night, Belmont over Benton, 61-20. Black River Falls, 47. Westby, 35. Cashton beat Kickapoo, 44-39. Cuba City was a winner in girls basketball over Boscobel, 78-36. Olivia Olson led Cuba City with 16. Erin Knowles had 27 points for Boscobel. Darlington over Fenimore, 62-50. DeSoto beat North Crawford, 61-55. Dodgeville, 68. And Highland, 49 in girls basketball. LaFarge, 62. Seneca, 32. Mauston over River Valley, 65-22. It was Mineral Point 71, Southwestern 38, Onalaska 56-25 over Sparta, River Ridge beat Lancaster 39-33 in overtime. It was a nice win for the Riverdale girls last night, 44-27 over Iowa Grand. Wisconsin Dells beat Sauk Prairie 63-42. And the Ithaca girls attempting to knock off Waseca Steuben for the first loss in the conference for them this year. It didn't happen, though. The Bulldogs had leads in the game and lost by four. Waseca Steuben wins at Ithaca last night 52-48 in girls basketball. High school wrestling continues with the postseason this weekend. WIAA regionals at various sites, including a Division II super regional, hosted by Richland Center. Hornet head wrestling coach Silas Coleman talked to me yesterday about the team and its performance at this past weekend's clash hosted by Mineral Point.
I felt that individually we had some good performances. As a team, I would have liked to have seen us do better overall, but I'm just going to take it as a learning experience and then have a better performance this weekend.
Well, you had you were shorthanded. You're going to try to have everybody back this weekend?
Yeah, we had a few wrestlers that were out for various reasons. So this weekend we're hoping to have them back, and that's definitely going to help out. It'll be good to have them in the lineup.
Right now it's now or never. You got to go this weekend if you're trying to extend your season, don't you?
Right, and that's exactly the speech I kind of gave the guys last night, is that after this weekend, if you don't get it done, that's it. This is the last chance you have, and so just to kind of put everything out there and not to leave anything behind.
Well, it's a big tournament on Saturday. This is a huge undertaking for you and all the volunteers, isn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of moving pieces to it, and it's really great. The volunteers that we do have, they're super reliable for us, and they help make the day go by really smooth for us.
There are some teams coming in here that, I don't know if they've been around these parts for a while, especially for a regional. Do you know much about a lot of the teams coming in, Silas?
There's a good number of the teams that I've seen at various terms this year, like a bi-state and stuff like that. But there are a few, like Berlin, I haven't seen this year much. And then same thing like with Watoma Wild Rose. There's just a few teams. I haven't seen them. So we'll do a little bit of research on them this week and kind of see what we got coming.
Silas Coleman, Richland Center, hosts that event, and the regional gets underway at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Richland Center Church League Volleyball regular season concluded last night. In Division A, Avoca Bible Church 1 topped Richland Baptist Temple 1, 2-1, and Hidden Valley Community 1 downed Avoca Bible Church 3, 2-0. Bethel Lutheran had a bye. Hidden Valley 1 and Richland Baptist Temple 1 finished in a tie for first place in Division A. In the B Division, Boscobel Assembly of God defeated Free Methodist 2, 2-1. Church of the Nazarene 2 topped Grace Community 1, 2-0. Hidden Valley Community 2 downed Church of the Nazarene Team 1, 2-1. Church of the Nazarene 2 got by Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 defeated Free Methodist 2-1. And Beulah Wesleyan wrapped up the regular season championship in Division B, downing Richland Baptist Temple Team 4, 2-0. The Mission had a bye. The league tournament begins on Tuesday night, February 13th. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League. Series high for the teams. Scott King Trucking, 17-46. Phoenix Center, 17-20. Chatsfield Seed and Such, 17-19. Pine Counseling with a top game, 6-17. Phoenix Center, 5-95. Scott King Trucking, a 5-92. Barb Wood had the top series, a 4-67. Charlene Sailing, a 4-63. Rhonda Muller with a 4-52. Top game, Charlene Sailing, 172, Barb Wood, 171, and Rhonda Muller, a 165 in the Powder Puff Women's League. The Bucks lost for the fourth time in five games under coach Doc Rivers last night at Phoenix. With three starters, Chris Middleton, Damian Lillard, and Brooke Lopez sitting out, the team lost 114-106. Milwaukee fell into a tie for third place in the Eastern Conference, 5.5 games behind Boston. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points and took down 10 rebounds. The Bucks are back in business Thursday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. In other action from the NBA, Indiana over Houston, 132-129. New York beat Memphis, 123-113. Miami, 121. Orlando, 95. Dallas, 119. Brooklyn, 107. Chicago beat Minnesota, 129-123 in overtime. It was Utah, 124. Oklahoma City, 117. The Badgers travel to Michigan tonight to try to snap a two-game Big Ten Conference losing streak. The Wolverines are appearing on the schedule at a good time for Wisconsin. They've lost 9 of 11 conference games. The Badgers program hasn't been known for its offense, but this year is a bit different. KenPom.com ranks coach Greg Gard's team 9th in offensive efficiency, and if that pace is maintained, it will go down as the third best reading in the program's history, dating back to 1999. Last night in college basketball, number 1 UConn was a winner over Butler, 71-62, and Clemson pulled the upset over number 3 North Carolina, 80-76. The Packers have signed a new linebackers coach, Anthony Campanelli. He has held the same position with the Dolphins for the last 4 years. Reports indicate he was being interviewed by several teams looking to fill defensive coordinator slots. He will also help as defensive run game coordinator, a weakness for Green Bay in recent seasons. His job in Miami has been taken by former Packer defensive coordinator Joe Barry. At the Super Bowl, the Chiefs are underdogs heading into the Super Bowl against San Francisco, a situation they have rarely experienced in the 6 years that Patrick Mahomes has been their starting quarterback. This week, as the teams met the media, some comments from Travis Kelce, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He talked about the team and if it's a dynasty like some others, including the Patriots.
I would never compare this team to that like organization, that dynasty and everything, because I think we got something completely different here. But it's just been a beautiful comparison in terms of how much success we've had. And, you know, I just appreciate the even just being in the conversations with teams like that. But I think that what we have here is unique and special to ourselves.
Then Coach Andy Reid was asked about it being different on and off the field than it used to be.
Grateful for the foundation that the guys before us laid. It's different. I mean, it's definitely different. When I got into it, there weren't cell phones. Now look at us, right? So the technology, not only with you folks, but also within the game, has been increased, and it allows you to be even more detailed as a coach.
Super Bowl kicks off at 5:30 Sunday afternoon. The pregame begins at 1 o'clock on FM 100.9 WRCO Sunday afternoon, courtesy of Westwood One. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
see. All the lonely people looking back at me. Rich, poor, don't matter, we're all the same. Everybody's hungry in a different way. We're clawing and climbing and kicking and screaming and fighting, but really, what the world? Sometimes you gotta give and not receive. Sometimes you gotta live what you believe. Open your arms, 'cause that's where it starts.
Winona on WRCL. Good morning. It is 33 degrees and a little bit of a haze out there today. I thought it was just me, but other people said it was. I do need to clean my glasses, though. It's kind of hard to see. Anyway, trivia time coming up. Here's Brett Eldridge.
I was walking in Chicago by a Wrigleyville bar. Caught a scent of your perfume when I heard dancing in the dark. Now I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. I was picking up a bottle at the neighborhood store. I heard I can't make you love me and about ran back out the door. Too soon, I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. Sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry, sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. I was lost in a green eye, finally went on a date. Oh, I thought I might be moving on till I heard Brown Eyed Girl play. Back to just trying to get through these songs about you. Cause sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry, sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through sounds are bad. All the lonely nights, the breakup, makeup fights. The what the hell am I doing without you in my life? Oh, I just try to get through these songs about you.
Just to look in your eyes again, just to lay in your arms, just to be the first one always there for you, just to live in your laughter, just to sing in your heart. Just to be every one of your dreams come true. Just to sit by your window. Just to touch in the night. Just to offer a prayer each day for you. Just to long for your kisses. Just a dream of your sighs. Just to know that I'd give my life for you. For you, all the rest of my life. For you, all the best of my life. Just to wake up each morning, just to you by my side, just to know that you're never really far away, just a reason for living, just to say I adore. Just to know that you're here in my heart to stay. For you, all the rest of my life. For you, all the best of my life. For you alone, only for you. Just the beat of my heart. Just the pledge of my life, my love for you.
John Denver, and one of his great ones there, For You. And I haven't even done anything wrong. But it is a week away from Valentine's Day. How can that be? Today, the 7th of February. And the other thing, not only Valentine's Day next Wednesday, but it's also when pitchers and catchers report for the Milwaukee Brewers. How about that? Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn says he will remember Toby Keith as ornery, rough, tough, kind, and loyal if he liked you. Keith was one of the opening acts for Brooks and Dunn in the 1990s. As Keith was getting his start, Kix Brooks says he remembers getting along with Keith from the beginning. He says Keith was wearing a blue leather suit, but they all wore horrible clothes in those days. Brantley Gilbert, who was one of Keith's opening acts, writes on social media that Keith was a class act, a friend, and one of the most talented guys you will ever meet. The tribute's kind of keep on streaming in here from country music and entertainment world as well after the death of Toby Keith this week.
Talk on the phone, stare at the screen, doing the job, living the dream, getting paid, yeah, right. Thinking about what I'll say to prove that we should go out for a laugh or two instead of going home tonight. Been a long day, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no ball and chain for the suits and skirts. Just drinks after work. Drinks after work. Tell me what's it gonna hurt. Have a little drink after work. Happy hours like a holiday. Like getting away, let's conversate for a little while. Well, keep me company, catch me up. It's a whole lot better than being stuck in the drive time 9 to 5. I'd rather see you smile. Long day, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no ball and chain for the suits and the skirts. Just drinks after work. Drinks after work. Tell me what's it gonna hurt. Have a little drink after work. Been a long day and the boss don't get it. You wanna take the edge off with some 7 and 7? Just crushing on a friend. Tell me what's it gonna hurt? Sipping and tipping some drinks after work. Monday, no break. We made it to the middle of the week, and I'm thinking that I'm probably gonna need to get to know you casually. Just having fun, two for one. Watch a good time get a little better. Ain't no ball and chain for the suits and the skirts. Just drinks after work. Drinks after work. Tell me what's it gonna hurt.
WRCO reminding you, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767. Hill Country Classic Power will be meeting at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center tonight in Richland Center. And don't forget, a winter mini farmers market is held Wednesdays at the Richland Center Community Center from noon until 4. For the 37th consecutive year and 51st time overall, Westwood One will be the exclusive network radio home of the Super Bowl. Join WRCO for Super Bowl coverage live from Las Vegas on Sunday. Kevin Harlan will handle the play-by-play duties for the Super Bowl for the 14th straight year. Game day coverage begins at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon with Super Bowl preview co-hosted by Scott Graham, Ross Tucker, and Kurt Warner. The game will kick off around 5:30, and you can catch the excitement on WRCO FM 100.9, courtesy of Westwood One Radio Network. The Super Bowl on Sunday from WRCO Sports. We have a Super Bowl trivia question for coming up today here on WRCO, courtesy of Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Well, the question is coming up next here, and a chance for you to win during Wednesday trivia.
Hello, everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's again. We have on hand many varieties of birdseed, suet cakes, and feeders for all your bird feeding needs. Also, our annual wood pellet sale is going on now, and don't forget to order your ice melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We are going back today, back to the second Super Bowl. Now, it wasn't called that yet. It was the NFL World Championship between the AFC and NFC at that time, battling up. AFL and NFL, I guess it was at that time. But anyway, not known as the Super Bowl, I don't believe, until the third one. But nonetheless, this former Packer played their final NFL game in that second World Championship. He scored 15 points for the green and gold. Can you name this former Packer as great? This former Packer played in their final NFL game in that second Super Bowl. He scored 15 points for the green and gold. Can you name this former Packers great? 647-4155 to join the party today. Here's Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west. And where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories. And how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said a little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, it's hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep. When the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Out where the wild things are. Oh, yeah. Covered like a horse ripped, wild as the devil. I knew I had to move back east. Say at the end of that summer, but I knew he'd never leave.
hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Where the wild things are.
Luke Holmes, and we have found our winner today. Mark Astomborski came through the line. Can't pull one past that guy. He knows his stuff. Because I thought maybe people might be led astray on this one a little bit. This former Packer played their final NFL game in the second Super Bowl. He scored 15 points for the green and gold. Can you name this former Packer great? Well, I was thinking they might think of one of the skilled players in there. Possibly a Bart Starr or Max McGee or somebody of that nature. But no, it was a kicker, Don Chandler. He certainly is a former Packer great, and certainly people overlook kickers, unfortunately. But they can rack up some points. He booted 4 field goals in the team's 33-14 win over the Oakland Raiders in Super Bowl II. And it was tied, that record was tied by Ray Wershing of the 49ers when the 49ers won over the Bengals. Chandler hit 39, 20, 43, and 31 yarders, made all 4 attempts and all 3 extra points in the game, which turned out to be the very final game of his 12-year NFL career. Talk about going out in style, going out on top. Don Chandler, the Packers kicker, Super Bowl number 2, as it was actually not known as that, but the National Football League's defending champion Packers defeating the American Football League champion Oakland Raiders in that contest. That's it for sports today, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center, Muscat A and La Crosse.
Fixed in his mind like the picture he's kept in his wallet for years, and the image has never been tarnished by the blood, sweat, and tears. And to him it appears that the moon is still over her shoulder, and the ribbon is still in her hair. And he can still see. Yeah.
Wade Bowen on WRCO Radio and Lovin' Not Leavin'. Coming up today on the morning show, we'll present some Voice of Democracy and a Patriot's Pen speeches. We also have details on a River Valley School Fair fundraiser, which is underway. Tim Johnson will stop by, so some info coming up here. A community conversation or two on the morning show today. On the 7th of February, country music's Garth Brooks was born 62 years ago. Happy birthday, Garth.
So sometimes you've got to take the heat. If you're gonna walk down on the main street, take the heat. And you see it through, 'cause sometimes it comes down to do what you gotta do. Sometimes it goes right down to the wire, and you might have to walk through the fire. Walk on, boy, all the way through. Sometimes it just comes down to do what you gotta do. There's people that'll tell you it's just no use, and there's people that'll tell you that you're gonna lose. People that'll tell you anything you're gonna listen to. Do what you gotta do. You gotta do.
It's a good life, long as I got you. Come on. Yeah, Mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a good life, long as I got you, girl, it's alright. Rolling down the road like it ain't nothing. Keep them kisses coming, you know that I love it when I see you singing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ain't got no
happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, we put the wraps on our morning session and make way for a news update at 9 right here on WRCOF.